are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, if you're between the ages of 15 and 65, U.S. Task Force is saying you need to be screened for HIV. So everybody between the age of 15 and 65 is supposed to be getting an HIV test. Also in the news today, they think they have an antibiotic that'll prevent your spouse from cheating on you. Yep, Japanese professors came up with a use for an antibiotic. Supposedly, it helps stop cheating. Catherine Zeta-Jones has rechecked into rehab for bipolar 2 disorder, so we'll just quickly talk about bipolar 2. And I guess we have a shirt that you could wear for 100 days without washing or ironing. So that's kind of nice. I got to talk about this case where a baby was taken away from the parents when the parents decided to leave one hospital after they saw a series of mistakes, take the baby to another hospital, and Child Protective Services decided to take the baby away from the parents. Got to talk about that. When is Child Protective Services doing too much? When are they not doing enough? And one of my favorite stories, a U.S. vet who was shot down during the Vietnam War, thought to be dead, actually alive and well, as has been living in this village for about 44 years. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments, your compliments, but no critiques. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to be very positive today. I want a very positive day. It's kind of difficult. I turned on the news this morning, and it's President Obama's press conference. And, you know, I wanted to listen, you know, what he's going to do with Syria and the sarin gas. I mean, you know, you don't give anybody a red line type of threat. And then once they cross the red line, you sit there and go, oh, well, we're going to investigate thoroughly and go back and look at all the facts. You're supposed to know the facts before you even threaten the red line. All right. They cross the red line. We look like a bunch of wussies. I tell you, I mean, we're talking about chemical warfare here. Or if not, you know, let the Israelis do what they do best. But no, Obama says they have to stop and think about it. All right, I thought you did all the thinking before you gave the red line threat. It's just, I'm, you know, obviously not a Pentagon official. I just, you know, have some common sense. And then I got all ticked off because I hear him mumbling about Obamacare, saying, those of you who don't think you're benefiting from Obamacare and haven't seen the benefits have been actually benefiting the whole time. Really? Have you all been benefiting? See, I'm only seeing the damage from it, but Obama in today's press conference said, we actually, if we aren't, you know, noticing it, it's happening. We're benefiting from Obamacare. I mean, my insurance rates have skyrocketed. Many of my patients have lost their jobs and lost their health insurance. This is probably one of our worst financial years ever. And I have the biggest deductible I've ever had on my health insurance of $2,500. But Obama said, I'm benefiting, so I guess I must be just looking at everything wrong. So what I'm going to basically do is walk around today with, basically bent over with my head between my legs, looking at the world upside down, and maybe I'll understand what Obama's talking about. But according to him, we're benefiting. As we sit here and complain about it, we are actually benefiting. I don't see that. I mean, I hope somebody out there is benefiting. If any of you out there have benefited from Obamacare, let me hear it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, and I'll keep my mouth shut. Well, I'm not going to keep my mouth shut, but I'll move on. But, you know, I'm not seeing it. Maybe it's because I just live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and, you know, Nevada is still, you know, recovering from the depression that we're in. I'm not calling it a recession anymore, a depression. Maybe it's just because I'm in a very, very small part of this beautiful country. But I just thought that was the biggest load of poo-poo laid on us. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But happy news, all right? Sergeant John Hartley Robinson was believed to have died in 1968 over Laos during a special ops mission during the Vietnam War. Apparently, a new documentary claims they have found him, age 76, still living there. Apparently, he's remarried. He never contacted the American wife and two children, has believed to have been dead for 44 years. Apparently, his sister, who is, I guess, working, you know, with the documentary, says she knows it's him. Isn't that weird how you could tell? You know, all the way back then. I'm sure I could tell. You know, I mean, I really bruised up my brother. I had two younger brothers, but the younger one I didn't really beat up too much because he was, you know, he was a baby when I was 16. But my other brother, you know, when I was 8 and 10, you know, so I'm sure I could pretty much, you know, I could tell by the scars, right? So anyway, this is going to be a documentary called Unclaimed. Apparently, he was a missing POW. That has been, I'm pretty excited. So that's pretty cool stuff. I want to watch it. I love these documentaries. I'm about to watch the Hatfields and McCoys that many of you guys saw months ago. My husband taped it for me. I am really excited. Any Kevin Costner movie I dig. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got James on the line. Hey, James, buddy, what's up?
I have benefited from Obamacare.
How?
By saying no. Just saying no. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you remember last week there was the trucker that called in that said he was having high blood pressure issues and all that?
Yep.
And it was causing pain and stuff. I meant to call in and ask if you thought or knew of any natural way to beat high blood pressure, like, you know, they say that soursop is good juice to take for cancer and that type of thing.
Yeah, we talked, thanks James for calling. Yeah, we talked about it yesterday. In addition to meditation and massage and more sleep and cutting alcohol and caffeine and cutting nicotine, we even talked about some foods that lower blood pressure, like watermelon, bananas, raisins. But again, it all depends on why your blood pressure is high. All right, you know, if you're a salt retainer and a water retainer, you know, that's one thing. If you have a high heart rate because you're on stimulants, that's another.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy mix and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. 3 lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday, and if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules of website for details.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Bill from Mississippi on the line. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, Dr. Dahlia, I'm one of your truck drivers.
Hey, I love it. I love it.
First off, all those truck drivers are going to be really interested in hearing about the shirt you can wear for 100 days. So get that in on this first hour while we can hear you.
Okay? Yeah, what on 100 days? What?
You said a shirt that we can wear 100 days.
Oh, I know. The shirt you can wear 100 days. Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. I'm hard of hearing. Sorry, Bill. All right, don't worry. I'll make sure I get it in the first hour. All right.
I want fancy shit and socks I could wear that long, too.
I know. If I could have a bra that'll even last that long without a strap breaking, amen.
Yeah. I have had experience with blood pressure. My first COT physical, I had really high blood pressure, apparently. And they said, come back tomorrow. So it happened to be an in-house doctor, so they could tell me to come back. And I was lamenting about it to some fellow drivers. And another driver said, eat sweet potatoes and vanilla ice cream and cinnamon. So I went home. I went to the store. I'm not home. I went back to the hotel and bought 2 big old fat sweet potatoes, a pint of vanilla ice cream, and a bunch of cinnamon. And ate those, and the next morning, my blood pressure was perfect.
Wow. Sweet potatoes, vanilla ice cream, and cinnamon. To hell with having blood pressure or not, that just sounds good. Man, all right, but wait a second. How high was your blood pressure? How high was it the day before?
I'm sorry, but I don't remember.
I mean, high meaning like 139 or high like 170?
I'm sorry, Doc. I don't remember how high it was. But it was
no problem. You know what I'm going to do? I have to take a trip to the in-laws, you know, one of these days. So what I'm going to do is I'll do that, and I'll get my blood pressure up, and then I'll do that. I'll have the vanilla ice cream, cinnamon, and sweet potato on standby. We might as well. This is a great scientific experiment. It's a heck of a lot cheaper, and I bet, you know, the ice cream and the sweet potatoes and the cinnamon are easily covered by Obamacare. I think you got it.
Don't buy cheap ice cream. Get the good stuff. Get Breyers or something.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't like the cheap ice cream. You know, I like the ice cream that you can load up with the chocolate syrup and the strawberry syrup. But then again, I can't be giving that kind of advice on the air. All right. Thank you, Bill, for calling. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Doc. Bye-bye.
All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, well, I was going to talk about POWs, but let's go on to this shirt that you could wear for 100 days. Why not? This is cool. Manufacturers claim that they have invented a shirt that stays clean even after 100 days of wear. They say it also resists odor so effectively that it smells fresh after being worn during rigorous exercise. No ironing is needed because it is made of wrinkle-free material that could withstand even the roughest treatment. Oh, I love wrinkle-free clothes. I'm big on wrinkle-free. I don't buy anything for my kids that I gotta iron. If I have to iron and I don't have time, I just, you know, get it wet in the shower and I throw it in the dryer. I know, it's not saving energy. I'm leaving a carbon footprint. I know. So this is something I would buy. American company Wool and Prince said they developed a shirt for men who hate having to wash their clothes so often. They sent researchers around the world wearing the shirts doing everything from backpacking in the Andes to dancing in sweaty New York nightclubs. The shirts are made of wool, so it lasts 6 times longer than cotton. Laboratory tests have shown that wool fibers resist tearing and can bend back on themselves more than 20,000 times without breaking, whereas cotton breaks after 32,000 bends. All right, and it's highly resilient to wrinkles. Okay, I don't care about the wrinkles. I care about stinking. How are they able to do that? The company said that even though true sweat has no odor, it creates an unpleasant smell when it remains on the skin and bacteria develop. That's true. Sweat is smellless, odorless, okay? True sweat, because it's, you know, fluids and, you know, salt. It's like kind of like, not really like saline, more like lactated ringers solution type of thing. That's what I've noticed, right? A good, you know, lactated ringers. Anyway, but when it's on the skin and then the bacteria, it starts to kind of stink. And when it sits there and festers, I also think there's some oxidative processes that make it stink. They say wool reduces it because it's more efficient than other textiles at absorbing sweat and evaporating it in the air. So the company spent six months developing this. It's a certain cotton soft wool fabric they've already trademarked, and they think it'll work. Now, unfortunately, the man modeling the shirt, it's not really looking too sexy. I think guys still want to, yeah, they want utility, but they still want to look good, and these shirts are a little bit geeky. But you know, they have the shirts kind of, you know, looking as close to a, you know, looking as close to a regular shirt, too, so you can wear it with some pants. And I told you, my favorite color for shirts is if a guy wears a peach shirt, all right, you know, and black pants, I think that's very, very sexy. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDAI. Listen, guys, a man being able to wear pink or peach, I don't want you in a pink jumpsuit, okay, and no yellow. Men should never wear yellow, all right? But a cowboy, right, with a little bit of peach under his vest, very sexy. We got Raul calling from Texas. Hey, Raul, what's going on, buddy?
Hi, how are you, Dr. Dahlia?
Good, good. Do you have a peach shirt in your closet?
No, no. I was calling another gentleman that called about his DOT physical. It's funny that he mentioned that because yesterday I went to take my DOT physical, and my blood pressure was great, but my pulse was a little high. They were saying that it was needed to be between 60 and 100. Mine was like 126.
Oh, that's too high. Raul, did you have any like caffeine drinks earlier that day?
Yes, I did. I had 2 cups of coffee.
Okay, and that's it? No Red Bull, no Mountain Dew?
No, just 2 cups of coffee.
Okay, that heart rate is high. A couple things. Number one is, did they clear you for 3 months or did they not clear you at all?
Well, she just, the DOT examiner gave me she cleared me for 6 months, actually, and said something about following up with the doctor and stuff. So kind of worried me a little bit, and I was just kind of wondering what you thought about that.
Yeah. Okay, so at least you're able to still work, which is good. So at least you got a clearance for 6 months. With that heart rate in the 120s, it does make me nervous. I really want you guys between 65 and 85. So once you start flirting with the 120s, sometimes fetuses' heart rates are that high. So I get a little nervous. So number one is no caffeine. Number two is I would recommend getting your own blood pressure cuff that has the pulse to check it throughout the day. There is a chance you could have been nervous, plus the caffeine, and this was an absolute fluke. Who knows? But if you notice at home that your heart rate and your pulse is floating around the 90s or 100s, that's just a little too high. And I don't want your heart working any harder than somebody whose heart rate is going 20 beats less a minute. I mean, imagine 20, 30 beats more than the average person every minute of the day. It's going to wear on the heart. Also, not a bad idea to have the heart doctor take a peek at it and see. Here's the thing, though. All right, and this is gonna sound a little kooky, Raul, but you know, I've noticed that when people check the pulse, sometimes they check the pulse and it's wrong. You do an EKG, you know, where they hook you up to the electrodes and it picks up the electricity from the heart. And then I notice a lot of the patients, their heart rate on the EKG looks good. So, you know, sometimes I kind of question how the pulse is being taken. So whenever I have a nurse that, because we do everything natural, we don't do everything automatic or computerized. We take it the regular mechanical, manual way. And whenever I see a pulse a little out of the ordinary, I check it myself and then I throw the person on the EKG machine. And a lot of times the heart rate looks a lot better than you think. So I don't want you to panic, but I don't think it's a bad idea for you to see your doctor, get an EKG, and have the check your pulse at home throughout the day.
And I believe my blood pressure was 141/80. Is that okay?
The 80 number I'm not too upset about, but the 141 is just a little high. So you passed because roughly you have to be, under 140/90. But 141/80, you're kind of flirting with high blood pressure. But here's the thing, Raul. If your blood pressure is a little bit high and the doctor finds that you just naturally have a high heart rate, he'll probably give you something called a beta blocker, something like either atenolol or propranolol. Very mild, cheap, inexpensive, easy medicine to take. You could take at night. They may suggest something like that. And then both of those should come down nicely. But again, get yourself checked first and keep me posted, okay?
I sure will. Thank you very much, Dr. Dahlia.
Thank you, Raul. God bless. All right, guys, we are on a break. Going on a break. I got to go 10-100 real quick.
Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. I don't know if I need my hearing check. I'll talk, and usually I hear the music coming on, and I know he's got the music playing, but, man, I am probably so overdue for hearing aids. Oh, I don't even want to think about it. I heard the music coming in. That I heard. It's going dun, dun, dun. That I heard. But looks like going out doesn't hear. So I got to figure that one out. I know. All right. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, those of you that listen to me on XM Channel 166, I think May 8th or May 9th, there's going to be a new XM Channel 244. And all of us on XM 166 are going to be moving over to 244. So I don't know if you could already preset that channel. I don't know if it exists yet. But there's going to be a new channel. I don't want you to think I got fired. All right. I mean, I know one day I will be fired, but from what I understand, I'm not getting fired in the next couple weeks. The show is going to be moving to a new channel same time. So please just kind of remember May 8th, May 9th. It'll be after Cinco de Mayo, like maybe Ocho or Nueve de Mayo. Okay. Está bien? Bien. Okay. So antibiotics apparently could stop your spouse from cheating. Researchers think they have finally found the fidelity drug. Now, you know, we talk about cheating a lot on this show. Why do people cheat? It's a lot more common than you think. kind of scary out there. You know, when you hear the reasons why, you know, some of you have asked, you know, what do you do if you're falling in love with somebody at work? And, you know, some of you have cheated on your wife and you had, you know, pretty what you thought were valid reasons, but you love your wife and then, you know, wife cheated on you. And what does that mean? So we talk about this a lot. So I'll we'll probably revisit the subject too, you know, on, you know, do you take them back? Would you take them back? When do you take back a cheating spouse versus when you don't? That's always a fun topic. So we'll revisit that. I always kind of, you know, get nervous, you know, revisiting certain topics because I don't want to bore you guys, but I notice a lot of you guys are new listeners. So I want to kind of impress you with our Dr. Dahlia isms. But, you know, for those of you that, you know, definitely do want to pipe in. Our phone line is 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't know if I want to go into the subject right now, but, you know, I love hearing, you know, why did you take the cheating spouse back? What convinced you or what made you decide to dump the spouse? But anyway, maybe this antibiotic will help the situation. A study by professors in Japan has discovered a drug that can stop a man from being seduced and led astray by attractive women. Nobody ever worries. I don't think I've ever been able to seduce anybody. I think the only reason why my husband married me is because I hit him over the head with a club, got him drunk. Professors from Waseda and Kyushu universities wanted to test the mind-altering effects of the antibiotic minocycline. Apparently, they simulated honey traps using 8 photos of attractive women and got 98 male participants to rate how trustworthy they thought the woman would be. This is being reported by Mail Online. The men were split into 2 groups. Group 1 was given a 4-day oral treatment course of minocycline, it's an antibiotic, and the second control group was given a placebo. Looking at a picture showing a female's face, male men were told to choose how much money they would give to each female. If they chose to share the money, the amount would be tripled. I'm getting just as confused as you are. The men were then told that the females would get a choice of whether to share the money or take it all. The males were also asked to evaluate how trustworthy they thought each female was and how attractive. All the photographed females had actually decided to betray the male men before the game started or the study started. Therefore, the male participants played with untrusty female partners but were unaware of their deception. The results show that trusting behavior in male participants significantly increased in relationship to the perceived attractiveness of the female. Yet, the attractiveness did not impact trusting behavior when the men in the study were given minocycline. What? All right, so are they trying to say that the men who took minocycline were more wary and didn't care about the attractiveness? Is that what they're saying? They're saying the male target usually suspects that she is a spy, but because of her attractiveness, he becomes enormously, amorously entangled with the spy. Oh, this is a boring study. Oh, come on. Please. All right, I'm getting all excited that this acne antibiotic, minocycline used for acne, I'm getting all excited that they could use an acne antibiotic, give it to somebody who wants to cheat on his wife, right? He takes it and doesn't want to cheat on his wife anymore. Jeez. Oh, that's not cool. Okay, what a mind blow. All right, so I guess maybe there's something that happens with the minocycline. I don't know. Why do men cheat? Why do women cheat? We talked about the top reasons for men cheating, women cheating. For men cheating, it was the excitement. It was the sex. Maybe they get a lack of sex at home. They love the idea of being bad. The covert, not wanting to put the energy to put up the fight. For women, on the other hand, for women, the number one reasons for cheating was she wanted to feel loved. All right. She wanted to feel special, and then came like the sex. So, you know, we were discussing in previous episodes how, you know, when people get back together, and, you know, people always question, you know, why would somebody take back a cheating spouse? I think the reason for the cheating is extremely important. Okay. If somebody was doing it because they, you know, kind of to put a notch on their belt and it was just living out some fantasies they saw on a porn video, I don't think the marriage is as was in trouble. Okay, even though, yes, of course the marriage is in trouble, but I don't think it's as in trouble as somebody cheating for the emotional part of it. Okay, I mean, I can't tell you how many male patients I have cheated, and they go, my wife doesn't understand, I still love her, this had nothing to do with my wife. I love my wife, I love my kids, I love my family, I guess I just wanted my cake and eat it too. Okay, and there's repercussions for that. Most likely your wife and the kids are going to leave you, there's repercussions. But you know, these men, they don't understand, because they're like, I still love my wife. They say when women in general cheat, it is a love issue. All right. You know, a lot of times women aren't cheating just because they want to, you know, carry out a fantasy with Thunder Down Under, you know, or Chippendales. They want the intimacy. And then if that's the case, you're having somebody check out of the marriage. When somebody is mentally checking out of the marriage, whether it's the guy or the girl or the guy and the guy or the girl and the girl, you know, that's when you're in trouble. And so I always recommend marriage therapy. I think marriage therapy helps everybody, whether you're cheating or not, whether you're in love or not, whether the marriage is going good or not. I think marriage therapy is great. It teaches you how to fight. It teaches you proper ways to fight. It teaches you proper ways to handle, you know, temptations. I mean, we're all going to be tempted. I mean, if Viggo Mortensen, you know, ever comes into town and says, you know, Dahlia, we should do, you know, Lord of the Rings 7, and, you know, you should take the place of Arwen because Liv Tyler has nothing on you. I mean, you could be, you know, the Arwen, and, you know, we'll just ride off on a horse and we'll have some love scenes in the movie. I mean, I would, I'd be tempted. Okay, but it doesn't mean I don't love my husband. I love my husband. You know, that's more of a Chippendales thing. But I wouldn't. I mean, you know, it's you know, my husband, I love my kids. And honestly, I don't think Viggo Mortensen can handle me. I mean, I don't want Viggo Mortensen to drop dead of a heart attack, right, being in an affair with me, because I want him to still do more movies. He's one of my favorite actors, right? So I couldn't do that to him. I think he would just be, I don't think he can handle it. No, I don't think him having the best cardiologist would convince me that he could handle it. But where am I going with this? Don't cheat. It's not good. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, when we come back, HIV. Who needs to be screened for HIV and why? It sounds like all of us need to. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available, over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And a taste absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey.
Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Before we move into the HIV story, Andrew writes, Doctor, listening to you now on cheating and agree with you 100%. I cheated on my wife 4 years ago with a coworker. I was probably mad. I apologize. I read these on air, and I got to go through the typos. Not a big deal. I do typos, too. I was mad at my wife for reasons I don't want to go into and wanted to get back at her. It had nothing to do with not loving her, and I didn't continue a relationship with my coworker. It was a one-time deal, wrong to do, but nothing to do with leaving the marriage. Okay, I mean, and you know, you know, thank you for commenting. I'd love to have you on air because there are some questions I want to ask you. You know, I'd really like to know what you were mad at her for. I mean, that had to have been pretty bad for you to go and cheat on her. That'd be really, really bad. I'd like to know how the marriage is now, how you guys seem to, you know, be able to overcome that. You know, yeah, I I'm not saying all men cheat for different reasons than women, but when a cheating does happen and there is a violation of that trust and a violation of the marriage and wedding vows, the reason why some couples get back together, and that's how I started this. I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not trying to validate anybody cheating and saying it's good. It's a horrible thing. And I don't know if I could ever, you know, I've been, you know, cheated on many times when I was, you know, dating and, you know, luckily I have a husband who's, you know, really faithful, knock on wood. So he tells me, but he is. But, when people ask me, how do couples stay together after somebody cheats? I mean, where's the logic? That's what I had brought up based on studies out there where, you know, sometimes if there is a cheating, it has nothing to do with somebody checking out of the marriage. It's a physical act that somebody wanted to do, a physical act that probably lasted about 15 minutes. Having an affair, that's a whole nother issue also. The other thing, and again, I don't want to, you know, pick on Andrew here, but whenever somebody says the reason why they did something is because they were mad at their spouse, a lot of times when somebody cheats or has an affair, the reason why they, are okay with it. I mean, how they work it out and deal with the guilt is they kind of make the other person look like they had been at fault, okay, and that you were a victim. And because you were a victim, you ended up doing this type of behavior. I don't like to fall for that. This isn't just directed to Andrew here, but, you know, a lot of you, if you feel like, well, the wife let herself go, or the wife was mean to me, or she makes me hang out with, you know, her mother all the time, okay, that's not an excuse. I mean, when you took your wedding vows, it's in sickness and in health till death do us part. If you don't want to be with the spouse anymore, then don't be with the spouse anymore. I don't like this having your cake and eating it too. He'll bring home STDs. She'll never know if you're really in the marriage or not, or he'll never know if you're really in the marriage or not. And I you know, saying, well, it's because somebody let themselves go or they were mean to me or whatever, that's just your way of trying not to feel guilty. Right? Yeah, and trying to validate why you did the act that you did. So I don't think there's ever an excuse for cheating. I mean, look at Christopher Reeve being in a wheelchair. That wife stayed with him. You know, there's other ways to pleasure yourself sexually without leaving the marriage. You don't have to leave the marriage. But if you are in a marriage where you aren't feeling loved, you're feeling abused, then leave the marriage. Okay? Now, I understand a lot of people are married and they stay married because it's like a business transaction. All right? It's not economically conducive to split up. And I can't tell you how many couples I see, they're open relationship couples, but they're together because of the house, or they're together because of the kids, or they're together because they own a business. And I don't know how you handle that. I don't know how somebody could go to sleep at night and be comfortable with what's going on. I mean, you know, when I married my husband because I loved him, but I also wanted there to be somebody that would be with me till the bitter end. I was tired of guys leaving me, and I figured that if I could make my husband sign some sort of legal documents, all right, he'll be, you know, partially hooked. And have I let myself go? I've tried not to. I mean, I'm not as sexified as I was before, and I have gone to the moo-moos, and I don't shave my legs as diligently as I should, and I do know I have some stray upper lip hair. But, you know, I try to tell him I love him. I try, you know, not to take him for granted, and I'm nice to the in-laws. You know, I mean, I stop. You know what I'm saying. I mean, I think we all underestimate, you know, how much love we give into a relationship or marriage. If we could always do better, we can. But, you know, if you think you're in a relationship where they're not going to be with you to the bitter end, God forbid you get cancer or you're in an accident or you, you know, go through a bipolar episode or something, you know, you need to know you have that security. You know, while we're young, we could all find another mate, but it starts to get a lot harder finding a mate when you're older, you know, and then the boobies are sagging and, you know, you have, you know, people that aren't fans, you know, because you're on the radio complaining about Obamacare. I mean, I know I'm not as good a catch as I once was. And so, you know, and I've had that conversation with my husband. I go, if you're going to leave, leave now. You know, while I'm, you know, if you're thinking about leaving, leave now. But no, but after that, don't. You can't leave because I'm going to get older and uglier. Yeah, he's like, no, wait, let me think about it. All right, let's move on. Where's that? Okay, federal panel says everyone 15 to 65 should have an HIV test. The task force is finally allowing us to have a test. All right, so no PSAs. Put off the mammograms, put off the pap smears, but they are allowing us to screen for HIV. And apparently it has finalized its recommendation that all people age 15 to 65 be screened for HIV. All right. The recommendation from the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force seeks to address one of the key challenges in the fight against HIV and AIDS. The window during which patients respond best to treatment is also the time when symptoms of the disease are the least notable. So you need to catch that HIV before they have symptoms. I see you guys on the lines, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'll get to you in a quick second. HIV affects, I don't know how many thousands, but I know we get 50,000 new infections per year just in America. And we are seeing a rise in our heterosexual population. We are. All right. So, where do you go? I mean, you could go anywhere. I mean, I think it's cheaper at the health department. But, you know, if the task force is now recommending HIV, insurance should cover it. One thing I think we're going to be seeing with Obamacare is whatever the government asks for, the insurance company is pretty much going to have to cover. Whatever they don't ask for, you're not going to get. So for those of you interested in celiac disease, that may be a whole other issue. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. There's going to be a screening antibody test where they see if your body has produced antibodies. Then, if that triggers positive, and sometimes there's false positives, they'll do something called a Western blot. This Western blot is much more specific. So, you know, we just had a patient, heterosexual, monogamous relationship with his wife, just turned up positive for HIV. And, of course, we're, you know, figuring out, you know, what happened. Was it, you know, from getting a tattoo? That might not have been a clean needle, you know, et cetera. You know, one way to do that is to, you know, try to get the genetic typing of it and then, you know, then investigate the places where, you know, it's not fun. It's not fun. But age 15 to 65, you got to go and get your HIV. I see you guys on the line. Stay on hold. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll get to you right after the break.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.